captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
I didn't see the Bobby Brown story. Is that a Lifetime movie or
no? BET? No, it's on BET.
It has a chance then.
It did good. It was good. I thought they did a good job of capturing those characters, especially Whitney. Yeah, Whitney was like a crackhead in that.
Biopic. I mean, to be controversial, Whitney was a fucking trip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man,
I went to school with Bobby Christina for 1 year.
She was in like kindergarten, right?
Pre-kindergarten.
I heard from Zakiya. You know Zakiya, right?
Yeah.
So she said that this is way back. I don't know if it's true, but Whitney Houston came one day, was at the school, and was waving at everybody.
Yeah.
That really happened?
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Oh. She came through. I know a bunch of the Houston family went there.
Yeah.
Gary Houston.
His sister. Yeah, they all went there. So, as a 6-year-old, I'm not privy to what a person on drugs looks like, especially at Wardlaw of all places.
Yeah.
But, like, you could tell that they were off. Like, something was off.
Something was a little bit. Yeah.
Like, I didn't make the connection that it was drug-related. I just thought they were, like, really jittery, happy-go-lucky people.
Niggas came through rolling.
Yeah. Like, we had a concert one time, and Bobby Brown, like, his level of excitement after we finished singing was just...
Oh, Bobby Brown was at your concert?
Yeah. It didn't...
Shit. Yo, what?
It did not fit the song that we had just performed. Like, it was a soft...
I cannot think of one ballad. Bobby Brown song that fits Wardlaw Hartree's first group.
Yeah.
Not one.
I didn't know any of them. Shit.
No.
Yeah.
I just knew that was Whitney Houston's husband. I wasn't familiar with his music at that point.
Every time I think of Bobby Brown performing, I just think of the one performance where he doing his thing and the coke drop out his bag. He just picked that shit up mad casual. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nothing happened. We saw that nigga. You know you got that.
I remember I didn't come to the school till like 8th, 9th grade.
Uh-huh.
And we played South Plainfield, and Gary Houston was on South Plainfield by then. He left. And his father was there at the game. And, you know, I'm in 8th grade. Even at that age, I was probably in 9th grade, I think. But even at that age, you don't really totally understand, like, the world, how the world works and adults and stuff.
Yeah.
But I knew something was wrong with this dude at the game. Like, he was running onto the court. He was, like, swinging around a jersey. He was drunk. Oh, was drunk off his ass at this game, just acting like a drunk. But he was Gary Houston, so, like, it was tolerated, even in South Plainfield. It's like, yo, I mean, his son is good at ball. It's Whitney Houston's brother. We're not going to. But he was getting on the court. The refs were like, yo, chill. Sit down, sir. Like, what are you doing?
That's crazy that, like, you could be, like, the one famous person in your family, and your whole family gets a pass to do crazy shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you let them.
Yeah. And then it just comes back to you. Like, they don't even suffer. Like,
yeah.
It goes all the way back to Whitney or Bobby. It's like, damn, bro. I can see why people, like, separate themselves when they, like, you know,
get big. Because
people just use that shit, man. They either use you or they use it, like, everything around you. And they just take advantage. Fuck that. You're not coming to no, like, private school going off. Like, nah, bro, you trying to get my kids kicked out? Good, bro.
That's wild, man.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
People ask me, they'll be like, oh, how is Bobby Christina? I'm like, bro, she was in pre-K. Like, I can't give you an accurate description of her
character
from pre-kindergarten. Like, she was there.
I'm more interested in Bobby at that concert. Yeah. Like,
oh, okay. Right. So,
what song selection did he choose?
No, he was observing his daughter.
It was our concert, and he was there watching his kid. Yeah.
Not as fun.
Right.
And he was yelling, and...
So, all right, I don't remember what song it was, because this was like 20-ish years ago. Yeah. But it wasn't no hype song, obviously, being at Wardlaw. There's nothing hype about any Wardlaw songs, but we sang, and then as soon as we were done, like, this motherfucker stood up, started fucking clapping, like, Bobby Christina, that's my girl, I love you, and everyone's just looking like, bro, like, this isn't the Philharmonic, like,
it's not even graduation, it's a school play.
She didn't even have the lead.
She had no solo, like, everybody was singing together, and he was just like, you go, girl. My mom was like, did you see that crazy man? And I was like,
She didn't know he was Bobby.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay, but, okay. Yeah, yeah, but she, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Your mom's cool, you know?
She met him the first day of school. Like, her and John, they walked in school, and Bobby Whitney and Bobby Christina walked in. My brother was like, yo, who's that guy with Whitney Houston? And I was like, isn't that her husband? I don't know. And he was like, yeah, but he's kind of weird. Like, he just comes off a little weird.
Kind of tweaky.
Yeah. Like, he has way too much energy.
A little too excited.
7:30 in the morning at private school. I don't know. I'm like, I'm not familiar with him.
Wow.
And then when we saw the special they had on ABC, when they were talking to Whitney, and then Bobby came in, like, however long later, and he was tweaking. And I'm just like, is this what drugs are like? Like, this can't be fun.
That's exactly, like, what drugs are like.
Apparently, I guess so. But, yeah, that altered my perception of Bobby Brown from a young age. Like, had no idea what cocaine was at that point.
That's exactly how Whitney's brother was acting at the game. It was, like, way too hype over every... I think it was alcohol in his case, but it was the same type of behavior. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Houston thing.
When you got the famous brother or sister, you got the famous plugs.
Yeah.
Twos.
Probably had that A1.
Bro, they had that fresh A off plus, 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 plus one.
Yeah. They're Colombian Bam Bam.
Oh, man.
He from Boston, right?
Who?
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Boston niggas is wild.
Yeah.
Yo. Definitely. I didn't even know black people were in Boston.
A lot of black people in Boston. That's the thing. Yeah. I never knew forever. It's like 30%. Yeah. It's like a lot of black people in Boston.
They just like in the outskirts.
Yeah.
Roxbury.
That's usually where
Dorchester.
Dorchester, yeah. Roxbury.
Yeah. I stayed in Dorchester because I went to the NBA. I went to the Eastern Conference Finals game in 2017 with Kyrie. That game where the Cavs blew out the Celtics.
And I stayed over there in Dorchester. You had to mention the Cavs blowing out the Celtics.
Hey, it was
cool. Let's
okay. I mean, no, but in high, if you really break down, like, that's not happening for a long time.
No, it's not happening. But I gotta talk about it. I gotta live. This is the golden age. It's gonna be a bad 10 years of basketball. So, I stayed in Dorchester. It was cool, but I didn't stay. Like, people were like, "Oh, stay in Boston," because I stayed overnight. They're like, "Yo, enjoy Boston next day." But Boston wasn't calling me, man. I just came home. I just came home. But, yeah, Dorchester, it looked all right. It looked cool.
It's like one of those cities, like, it's there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not in a rush. Like,
not in a rush.
We already kind of have Philly.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, takes what we need
in
Boston. Except for the, like, legal weed thing, I guess, you know? But
that's true. It's going to be a minute before Philly gets that. Pennsylvania. Yeah,
but it's already decriminalized, so it's like...
Even in PA?
I feel like it is. I feel like you just
take
it.
Okay.
I guess it's getting there, bro.
Because PA's always behind New Jersey on that type of shit. Definitely. They got the guns.
They were kind of ahead of it with that one. Like,
what do you mean?
They were ahead of it with the weed thing.
Like, with the weed. They've
been, like, off of, like, arresting people like crazy for a while. Because you got to remember, PA is kind of like Virginia, their commonwealth.
Yeah.
So they could kind of, like, move different if they choose to.
Yeah.
This is really if they choose.
Yeah. But they're backwards in PA, though, man. Yeah, they like the guns. Like,
it's the south of the east.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? It really is, man.
Like, Philly is completely different from the rest of PA. Like, it's
completely totally
it's like,
different.
It's like North and South Jersey almost.
Yeah. That's a good, can't think of the word. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whiskey day. But y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Philly and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is...
Yo, I've never been to Pittsburgh because that shit is like 8 hours away.
It's far. I had to go to family reunion there this summer. It's a cool place.
I mean, have to go there. Like, I wouldn't want to go there. I have to, like, walk there somehow. Yeah. But then once I'm there, I'll probably stay for like a week because I heard they got great food. Yeah. I heard, like, the scene out in Pittsburgh is probably really dope. Especially after motherfucking Wiz Khalifa turned their whole life upside down. Yo, I'm trying to go, man. What's good? Pittsburgh people, hit me up, man.
Pittsburgh boys trip.
It's beautiful out there. They're in the hills. They got rivers and shit. Like, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's not like Philly and these East Coast cities. It's like, it's not like Midwestern cities either, because Cleveland is not beautiful. But it's in a beautiful landscape in the hills.
Pittsburgh
like it.
Pittsburgh is like a relic, almost. Like, it seems like a modern industrial town.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah, it does seem like
city,
that.
But you could find a lot of different, like,
the shit to do.
Things to do.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in that place, man. Definitely. Yeah. So, if anybody knows the cool things to do in Pittsburgh, let us know wherever you can contact us.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to take a boys trip, maybe. You know?
But more eminent, man, we were talking about camping. I want to get the camping in before it gets cold this year. Next weekend, weekend after, trying to get that in.
We were supposed to do it last week, and I kind of just, like, got really fucking busy.
Yeah, and this weekend, but then, like, stuff came up for me. I was like, I can't be gone. So
maybe let's not plan for this upcoming weekend, but maybe, like, the weekend.
The weekend after?
Like, let's plan this week to see, like, what locations we can find potentially, and then after that, it's like, all right, how are we getting there? How are we staying there? Like, what weed are we smoking? You know. I didn't say that. It's still not legal. I mean,
I didn't say that.
What CBDs are we smoking? Because it's legal in all 50 states. Yeah, that's better.
The cannabinoids?
The cannabinoids. What cannabinoids are we smoking?
They sell them at the health food store in Scotch Plains.
I keep getting emails about that shit. Like, somebody wanting me to try a CBD or getting a discount on CBD.
I asked the guy at the health food store. He sells all these products. They're kind of expensive. It's a little jar of pills, and it's supposed to be CBDs, cannabinoids, whatever. Mm. And I was like, what does it do? He was like, he just looked at me like, what do you think it does? I'm like, yo, can you explain? He was
this is your
job. It makes it easier to sleep. Like, it makes it a little, like, it makes you a little bit more chill. I'm like, all right, this sounds like something else I've heard of. But he said it's not quite all the way there, though. It doesn't give you the hallucinogen effect.
It just
gives you
the body.
Relax your body.
Really good in itself,
I might try that.
It's just like, one time I was in front of a vitamin store, and this guy was trying to sell me an eighth of CBD for, like, mad money.
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
Of CBD?
I can just go inside the store.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't sell legal shit on a black market.
This nigga came out with a trench coat and shit like that. Like, yo, I got this. I'm like, bro, what? And he like, CBD. I'm like, okay. Does that have THC too?
You can't sell legal shit.
Like, how different is your CBD from the store bought CBD?
He thought he was trying to get over on that nigga, like, I was ignorant and shit.
Yeah,
like
you didn't know you could go right in there.
Like, you trying to upsell me right now, my guy.
Yeah, that's like selling someone a bootleg movie, but like full price.
Outside of Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, outside of Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Full price. In the real case, it's like I could just go in Blockbuster and get that.
Yeah.
Like,
but you gotta rent it inside. You can buy it from me.
Yeah. Blockbuster, man. We old.
We are old.
There is no Blockbuster Video.
You remember
one time under our account, we keep it and then we get another account and we rent from that.
Yeah.
Keep the cycle going. Fuck you, Blockbuster.
You remember Blockbuster though? They're gone, yo.
They had mad DVDs and shit, but there was nothing behind it. Like, there was just a bunch of like the pictures and shit, but there was no DVD behind it. That shit used to piss me off.
Bro.
We had to go in the front
like
and get it.
It was a new one, and they had...
Everyone wanted it. A new release.
Yeah, a new release.
Apollo 13 is here now, yeah.
But it was just the... And then when you took it from behind the shelf, like, there's nothing there. Like, there's no copy for you.
I don't know if it's still there. Yeah. There was a Blockbuster in Patterson just last year. Yo. Still open? Bro. Everything goes to Patterson to die. I saw the fucking, what's the zebra gum from back in the day, yo? Like the colorful ass gum, yo. Cheap.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name.
Chalk, yo. That's it in Patterson. It's like, yo, what else can I find here? Like,
yeah. In Patterson.
Everything is like.
If you know something's about to die, you just go to Patterson.
Just go to Patterson.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's still there.
Wasn't. Yo. Be Kind Rewind. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I love that movie.
That was in Patterson. Yeah. Video
Get the
store.
Fuck
still
out
selling.
Here.
Yeah, it was set in Patterson. Still selling
the
VHS.
Fuck out here.
Yeah. That was 2008, and Patterson was still selling VHS.
Yo.
And they knew, most definitely knew, we got to go to Patterson if we're going to stage
Patterson
some.
Patterson is legendary. Right
Patterson,
now,
yo, what can we find in Patterson? Yo, you know, I've never been to Patterson once in my life.
Really?
Third biggest city in Jersey, never been to Patterson.
We need to go. I mean, it sucks now, but we should just go to the Art Factory just for like
the there's still people there?
Yeah, I mean no. once me and my girl left the Art Factory, we took all the spirit away. Like we were like the last swaggy people there, bro. But it's still there, you know, it's in the historic district, still nice scenery and shit like that, but other than that, nah.
They sell flip phones in Patterson? Like,
definitely.
If you need a flip phone, you hit up Patterson.
Bro, can you get the chirp?
100,000%, my niggas. What?
Yo,
Main
like,
Street.
What else? What
go
else?
Main Street, you're gonna, like, yo, your mind's gonna blow because you're gonna find, like,
by VCRs?
You're gonna find a Radio Shack in Patterson. Where the fuck did you see Radio Shack?
Yeah.
In the last 5 years. Come on.
Damn. Patterson. You got Rickles up there, Caldor.
Yo. Do they have Caldors?
They might, yo. It sounds like they could.
I swear to God, they might have Caldors. Their Domino's Pizza in Patterson. I don't know why. That shit is gourmet.
Gourmet.
It's gourmet pizza out there, yo. Their food game on low. Really good. You wouldn't think it.
They got
a bunch of crackheads running around, but yeah.
I know they got Checkers in Patterson.
They got what? Checkers?
Checkers
on 22 shut down, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Checkers, I'm in between with. Because when I was in Patterson, I was really struggling. We didn't have no money. Checkers was the one.
Yeah.
Them niggas would send you coupons like, hey, we ain't see you in a week. You want a burger?
Yeah.
You just gotta buy some fries.
Yeah.
Like, we That's be smart. Right here. Eating that burger and fries, boy. I went to Checkers like a few weeks ago with my new like bougie kind of like vibes. And I had like a cheesesteak mushroom burger. Bro. They had cheesesteak, a burger patty, the mushrooms, and thoughts of cheese.
Wait, wait, what?
They had a cheesesteak, a burger, mushroom melt thing situation going on in Patterson at Checkers. And I thought this was just going to be like bun, cheesesteak, mushroom cheese. You know what I'm saying?
They gave you burger.
It was a burger plus cheese. I mean, plus steak, thoughts of cheese, a couple mushrooms.
Damn.
Bro, fucking gross.
Yeah. Thoughts of cheese does make it sound nasty.
If you're broke, Patterson, I mean, yo, Checkers is the shit if you're broke. But if you making bread, nah, you might.
Bro, they got they're versatile out here. They got the 2 for $6, they got the 2 for $5, the 2 for $4. Mm-hmm. I just saw the commercial because, you know, they do Checkers and rallies.
Wait, Checkers has commercials?
Yeah,
man. They stepping it up.
I've never seen a Checkers commercial.
Really?
They're definitely stepping it
up. I mean, there's not a lot.
On what channel? Like, what do you watch?
This was during Thursday Night Football.
Oh, man. They're prime time right now.
Okay, but it was on NFL Network. Like, it wasn't
NBC. Okay, I didn't know they advertised. NBC, I thought they just gave deals to people who already went there. Like, yo, come back. Okay.
Come back. We miss you.
We need your business. Please.
The one on 22 shut down. We need this one.
Yeah. Cause there's still one in Linden.
Yeah.
On
Route 1?
On Route 1 and 9, right?
Yeah.
That one's probably alright. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Checkers in the more the less ethnic communities, rather.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. They treat those with some care.
I just know they got good fries, man. That's all I know about Checkers.
Their
fries are
now.
Crispy as fuck. Like, they crunch in your mouth.
Don't get the cheese fries.
Yeah, why? Because
it's just like cheese whiz.
Yeah, cheese fries. It's not cheese fries. You got to eat them right away, first of all. If you're going to take any time to eat cheese fries, it's going to be soggy.
Right then.
It's gonna, you got to like devour them like on the spot.
Yeah. And the people that work at Checkers are generally mean. I don't know why. Like, you working at Checkers, you in the hood. Of course, like, yeah, you're going to be like, come on, bruh. It's like working at the DMV or some shit. You're going to deal with some, like, shitheads all day. Like, so, of course, you're going to turn into the shithead that you hate.
Yeah.
Just is what it is, man. Live to be a hero long enough, you die who's a villain.
At Checkers.
At Checkers.
At Checkers.
Eating steak sandwiches and thoughts of cheese. But y'all can send me some coupons to my email, extratasty.co@gmail.com. I would look forward to that.
Shout out to Checkers.
Plugs.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow.